Todd, if you would, first of all, tell me where you're from and a little bit about your operation.
Sure. I'm from Solander, Iowa, about 10 miles east of Emmitsburg, and mainly a corn soybean farmer, very little livestock, and actually mostly corn, probably 85-90% corn.
So what do you think about this Project Liberty idea that Poet's got?
I think it's a great idea. I think we're going to be definitely going to add value to corn. You know, anything that produces more revenue, we know it's going to take some more work, but I think open-minded farmers will grab a hold of this, and I think it'll be a good deal.
Well, and I'm learning myself here today, but if you're going to be going through the field and harvesting the corn, the idea, it seems to me, that you could take some of that same product that's coming through there, and of course you'd have to separate that out for a plant like this, but boy, it just seems to make a lot of sense as another source of income at the same time.
It does, especially when you talk about a cob that basically is waste, because it takes as much fertilizer to break down a cob as what you get out of the cob. I think Iowa State University has proven that to us in some studies they've done, some research they've done in the past. So we're taking a product that's not that good for the ground and turning it into a energy for our company. Definitely a good situation.
Well, unfortunately, the weather didn't cooperate with our field demonstrations today, but from what you've heard in terms of the equipment options to assist with this, how do you feel about that in terms of implementing that in your operation?
Well, a bit apprehensive. I mean, anytime you go into a new project, you know, there's things that you have doubts about, and you wonder how labor-intense things are going to be, and the reliability of the equipment. You know, all those issues are in front of it, but we've been to South Dakota. The cob board here from Emmitsburg has been out there, and we've watched them harvest cobs. And, you know, we know it can be done, and it's going to be improved. And I think by 2009, and especially in 2010, when we get in full swing of production, I think the process is going to have a lot of the bugs worked out. We'll probably get along fine.
Well, I got to ask your perspective on the results of our election this week and the fact that we've got a President-elect Obama from a farmer and a corn grower, and obviously ethanol playing a key role in your market.
Well, the thing I like about President-elect Obama is that he's always supported renewable fuels. You know, that's always been on the forefront with him. He's been very supportive of biodiesel and ethanol, and so look forward to working with him in that regard. You know, it's going to be exciting to see what comes down as far as new ideas and funding, because right now I think the big difference between maybe where Poet is and where the farmers are is what we're going to get paid for the cobs. You know, and farmers, you know, I think it's going to have to be around that $100 an acre to get us enticed to harvest cobs, and I don't know that Poet has got those kind of numbers in there to, you know, to pay for corn. So I think there could be some incentives coming down the pipe that would maybe make it worthwhile for us to get this to harvest cobs and get the project underway.
Well, and of course we're looking at, if I heard right, at least the end of next season or year before this really starts to become a reality. So God only knows what the market will be like at that point, and other conditions that might affect it, I suppose.
That's right. I mean, right now, you know, we're sitting with a pretty good corn market. It's when you're not making money, you look at new revenue opportunities a lot closer than when you're making money. So, yeah, it will be interesting to see what the price of corn does in the next couple of years.
Well, we certainly had a wet day here in Emmitsburg, but any comment on how your crop came out this year? Or where, I mean, maybe you're not done yet.
We just finished up last night harvesting and very happy with the crop. You know, we had a real wet spring here, and we worked our ground wet and planted it wet. And normally when you do that, you don't get a real good crop, but you know, I think I'm hearing a lot of that 170 to 190 bushels per acre in my area, and depending, of course, if it's corn on corn or corn following bean stubble, but good yields. I think everybody's pretty happy.
Well, thank you very much for talking with me here at Poet's Project Liberty Field Day. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.